Thank you for being a great audience. We are not finished yet. And while the orchestra quietly leaves and the band comes on, I just wanted to quickly address you and say a few words of thanks. First off, we have a very supportive faculty and administration, and I'm so grateful to be a faculty among my peers here. And I'd just like to recognize any of my the music faculty or administration, our Dean Vanderpool, who's always at everything. You and your beautiful wife are here. Thank you. And Lisa, please stand. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much. Are there any faculty members here? Any faculty members? Any local band directors? I think there are some band directors here. Oh, wonderful. Won't you please stand? And thank you for attending this evening. Thank you so much. Wow. I'd also like to thank our wonderful theater manager, who truly is amazing and has 10 hats to wear and wears them all wonderfully. Mr. Chris Ling, you are up there hiding from everyone. Let's actually give him a round of applause. Thank you for everything you do. Lights, sound, cheerleader. In the program, I said he is a theater manager and he is a superhero, and that is for sure. I'd like to also say a few words of thanks to Dr. Shannon Keitlinger and my new friend, Michael Gerdes. If you were backstage, would you join me out here, please? I briefly met Dr. Keitlinger just a few months ago through a mutual colleague. And Dr. Karen Kohner joined their ranks at San Diego State, and she's a good friend of mine. I've taught with her for a few years. But I quickly learned of Shannon's amazing approach and just fresh and innovative way of speaking to young people, and I was so excited to collaborate with him. And so we did an honor band. Did we do an honor band? Yes. So it seems like a year ago. It was about a few weeks ago we did an honor band together. It feels like a year ago. And I was honored to capture a rehearsal that you were leading, and I learned so much, truly. And I always want to surround myself with people who are smarter than me, so that I can always grow. And I was humbled to watch this professional work. And so I hope we can be colleagues for a long time, because it's been really great to know you. And also, Mr. Michael Gerdes has my friend Karen has told me so much about you, how she just loved working with you, and I couldn't stop weeping. That rainbow body was just so beautiful. So I have a gift for you, but the gift has no bag because there was a malfunction with the bag. So I'm going to present you with these wonderful envelopes, but I just wanted to share my thanks to you for being here on tour. It takes a lot to be on tour. And so if you would accept these and give them a hand for being here, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And the band is quickly making their way on stage. The next Saturday, the 23rd of March, is the inaugural WinFest at FCC. All day, we are going to be hosting bands performing right here in this theater. All day. These are local high school, junior high, and college bands that will be joining us here. We have some clinicians that I've hired in. And so at the end of this long festival will be an evening concert that I hope you all attend at 7:30. It's here. Admission is free. And we'll be featuring Sunnyside High School with Michael Angel, the conductor. And our own wind ensemble will be conducted by our three amazing guest clinicians. Two of them hail from Fresno. So it's Dr. Eric Leung from Fresno Pacific University, Dr. Gary Pilgilbury from Fresno State, and you will see the third clinician conduct tonight, Dr. Shannon Keitlinger. So I will have all three of those guest clinicians work with our wind ensemble, and they will perform that evening. So that's next Saturday, the 23rd of March. So I hope you can join us. I think that I have stalled long enough. Perhaps. We're about to invite the next group for the final portion of the concert. Thank you for being such a wonderful, wonderful audience. You deserve applause, truly. So we'll be right with you, okay? Thank you.